Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A new UN call to help Palestinian refugees in Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is asking urgent action be done to prevent a massacre of Palestinian refugees at the Yarmouk camp in the Syrian capital, where Islamic State militants have taken control. Mr. Ban is seeking humanitarian access to Palestinians trapped in the southern Damascus camp.
Most immediately, we need to stabilize the situation in the camp. I joined the Security Council in demanding an end to hostilities, access to provide humanitarian assistance, and safe passage for civilians who wish to escape safely.
An estimated 18,000 Palestinians were living at the camp when it was overrun by Islamic State militants last week. 2 weeks of airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition fighting Houthi rebels in Yemen have failed to stop their advance across the country. Shiite rebels and allied troops had extended their operations by Thursday into the central part of Aden and the largely Sunni Muslim southeastern areas of the country. Somalia's government is placing bounties on the heads of 11 al-Shabaab leaders, including the militant group's top leader. The bounties announced Thursday include a reward of $250,000 for the capture of al-Shabaab chief Ahmed Omar Abu Ubaid and amounts of between $100,000 and $150,000 for 10 other militants. The government spokesman says among the most wanted is Mohamed Mohamed, who allegedly planned the assault on Kenya's Garissa University College. An American health worker infected with Ebola while working in Sierra Leone was released from the National Institutes of Health Hospital in Maryland. The U.S. aid agency Partners of Health say the man, whose name's not been released, was declared free of the disease and allowed to go back home. This is VOA News. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is demanding Western and U.N. economic sanctions imposed against Tehran be lifted as soon as final agreement is reached on Iran's nuclear development program. In a speech on Iranian television, the cleric stressed a framework agreement with the West is no guarantee a final deal will be reached to restrain Tehran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting the international sanctions. Iraqi political leaders say the country's military forces have started their operation to recover parts of mostly Sunni Anbar province, which have fallen under control of Islamic State militants. Edward Uranian has more.
Iraqi State TV reports Islamic State militants killed dozens of prisoners Thursday in the border town of Qa'im in what some say is possible retaliation for government claims that it will soon liberate Anbar province. A top Anbar tribal leader, Sheikh Naim Qaud, said the victims come from four different Iraqi tribes and that Islamic State accused them of collaborating with Iraqi security forces. Skirmishes took place in the Anbar provincial capital of Ramadi amid expectations of a looming assault by government forces. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
President Obama is in Panama for the Summit of the Americas. During a brief visit to Jamaica earlier Thursday, President Obama said he'll make a decision soon whether to remove communist Cuba from a list of countries the United States considers to be state sponsors of terrorism. Mr. Obama is awaiting a recommendation from his aides now that a State Department review of Cuban actions and world affairs is complete.
In terms of the overall process of establishing diplomatic relations with Cuba, I think that they are proceeding as I expected. I never foresaw that immediately overnight everything would transform itself.
President Obama, the head of the International Monetary Fund, says global growth is moderate and uneven and faces rising risks. A grim assessment came in a speech in Washington by IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde.
6 months ago, I warned about the risk of a new mediocre. New mediocre, low growth for a long time. Now today, what we must do is avoid that new mediocre becomes the new reality.
Christine Lagarde says the global economy grew about 3.4% last year and benefited from declining oil prices, along with a strong performance by the world's largest economy, the United States. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.